That's what it says in the yearbook. It's a sportscast for nurses and flight attendants. I'm your host, Doug. The NHL, the National Hockey League, is not allowing its players to play in the upcoming Olympics. So for the first time in years, I think it's 24 years, Olympic rosters will not be filled with pros, at least NHL pros. Now, I completely understand the writer that we respect so much, Michael Farber, his assertion that the NHL should not be the National House League. And even though the Olympics don't really directly help the NHL sell tickets or jerseys, they should assert their position as the world's top hockey league before someone else starts asserting or proving that. So this time out, the U.S. Olympic hockey team, they've released the roster, is filled with unrecognizable and recognizable from years past names. Then there's Brian Gionta. He actually opted several months ago to sign with the minor league, don't call it that, American Hockey League, just so he'd be eligible for the Olympics. Players with AHL minor league, don't call it that, contracts are allowed to play in the Olympics. And so now away from the NHL, Gionta is on the U.S. Olympic team. Now, when he made that choice, he didn't have any NHL contract offers, but we still don't doubt his passion for being on Team USA. Others who are just as passionate publicly, such as Washington's Alexander Ovechkin, who would have played for Russia, said they were upset by the NHL's actions but won't play in the Olympics. So as far as the U.S. and Canada go, a lot of the pros desperately did want to represent their country. It was important to them. So what we're about to say isn't entirely accurate, but for us, I guess it comes down to the optics of the situation. The hockey without the stars might be ragged and might have been ragged for the years when professionals weren't allowed in, but we always loved the passion of the guys who aren't famous. And we're not just talking about the Miracle on Ice in 1980. We're talking about every year. This is their one big moment. Not a lot of them, I should say, are well known or make a ton of money or will ever win a Stanley Cup or will ever even be in the NHL. So the Olympics are it. Their one time on international television, and having the Olympics be the highlight of their lives and actually prepping for the Olympics for more than just a few weeks beforehand has always really appealed to us. It's probably not feasible, but we've always wanted all the international teams to train together year round. We thought it'd make for really sharp and great hockey. So that's always really appealed to us, and we're really looking forward this time out to the low-watt rosters, except in the case of Switzerland, passionate hockey country, and they've steadily ramped up producing pro-caliber hockey players who are now pros, like Mark Streit, Roman Josi, Yannick Weber, that other guy on the Predators, Nino Niederreiter, Devils rookie Nico Hischier, Reto Berra. It would be really intriguing to see just how far Switzerland has come in the last few years. Kind of like we always wanted a Division I-A college football playoff, a true playoff. Always wanted that no matter what. We also always thought the one drawback would be we lose that intensity in the regular season where one loss and you're done. Teams would agonize after they lost a game because one loss meant the season was over. They're done. And we thought we'd lose that. But that all changed. It was erased a few years ago when we thought, the heck with that. We want to see what some of these fascinating colleges that keep getting left out of the BCS championship game can do with a second chance. So back to hockey. It'd be fascinating to see if Switzerland, with all of its newfound power, could actually medal at the Olympics or win silver or gold. Now back to Streit for a second. Mark Streit, he's actually been out of the NHL for 3 months now, and he could wind up in the Olympics for Switzerland. But we'd love to see what this team could do at full power. They still may not have enough to medal, but otherwise, we'll never really find out. And so strangely, yeah, we contradicted ourselves. This roster thing comes down to location. And what makes it even stranger is it's not like Team USA won gold every year with the professional experiment. They never did win gold with all the pros playing for them. And yeah, the episode Seuss and the Real Girl from the Disney show, the animated show Gravity Falls, should absolutely have been nominated for an Emmy. It was a beautifully done and funny, but beautifully done episode. If you ever get a chance to see it, it's really well done visually. Maybe no one submitted that one, but it should have been nominated. That's it.